KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Who speaks for Silicon Valley in Washington, D.C.? These days, the answer is complicated. Every industry has a lobbying group, and now two more tech industry lobbies are getting in business. One of them is launching today, the Internet Association, with member companies like Google, Facebook, Zynga, Amazon, LinkedIn, and Salesforce. Michael Beckerman is the president and CEO of the Internet Association. Previously, he worked for the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It has jurisdiction over Internet and telecommunications policy. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Tell me how this group came together.
Yeah, this group came together, well over a year ago. A number of the leading global internet companies decided that it was about time to have a unified voice in the policy debate. We have three planks: protecting internet freedom, fostering innovation and economic growth, and empowering users.
Now, there are a number of organizations that are in the Internet Association that are also in another lobbying group called TechNet. That organization includes members in venture capital, finance, Stanford University is a member, and even WGBH, the public media powerhouse out in Boston. Isn't the internet economy already represented by TechNet? What more is there to do?
Well, I would say there's certain issues, obviously, where there's going to be overlap between the broader tech community and the internet, but the internet is a piece of broader tech. And so, you know, as you mentioned, the companies there are going to be differences between, you know, the dot-coms, let's say, and companies that manufacture hardware or make chips.
And beyond that, it sounds like there's also a new lobby called the Internet Infrastructure Coalition. That's the other new one, or the I2 Coalition, and it represents cloud computing companies and web hosting firms and others. This relationship between Silicon Valley and Washington seems to be getting more complex, more formalized, more moneyed. What is this all about?
Well, I mean, I'll say from the internet's perspective, there was a time where maybe the internet was just about cyberspace or Silicon Valley, but today the internet is Main Street America. It's every town in America, small businesses of all kinds, non-tech companies that are using the products and services of these companies to grow their business, hire new people, and create economic growth.
I can imagine that for people who are in Silicon Valley or just anywhere, anyone who's got a Facebook account or a Twitter handle, that you might look at the web and say, oh, well, Capitol Hill must understand it on some level. Everyone's on email. Plenty of people have Facebook and Twitter. Of course they understand the importance of the internet and the need to regulate it wisely. But I wonder if you can give me an example of one of those issues where internet companies feel they really do need to change the conversation in Washington, maybe more to their advantage.
In San Francisco, obviously, you know, your folks are probably more tapped into, you know, what's new in tech. But on Capitol Hill, they're not necessarily the first adopters. You know, having spent 12 years there, I can tell you with firsthand experience. So we need to explain to members and regulators and even the media about how the internet has evolved. This has become very bipartisan. Both parties, for the first time, have taken on internet freedom planks in their party platforms. I can't think of something in recent memory when, you know, in the same year, both parties are taking a similar plank. This week, Daryl Issa and Anna Eshoo, both representatives from California, one on the right, one on the left, you know, came together, wrote an op-ed about internet freedom and Declaration of Internet Independence. And, you know, these are issues that defy party lines.
One big issue on Capitol Hill that I know is probably on your radar is the cybersecurity bill that stalled out in Congress that would give the Department of Homeland Security more authority in protecting tech systems, including digital components of critical infrastructure like power plants. The White House is possibly going to send an executive order to propel that process forward. How does the Internet Association approach that issue?
Yeah, that's a very important issue. We want to make sure that the internet and, you know, these consumer-facing internet companies are not wrapped into the definition of critical infrastructure. Regulation is written in the world we know today, and one of the great things about the internet is it's very creative, very innovative. And, you know, 6 months from now, there's going to be a new company, a new product that we can't possibly think about today. And under the wrong regulatory framework, that company, that new idea, that product that's going to create economic growth and jobs won't have a chance to get by. I mean, there's a kid probably that just started college this year, a freshman in his dorm room, talking to his friends about some great new idea, new innovation, and we want to make sure that that new idea has a chance to become you know, the next great internet company of tomorrow and create economic growth.
And briefly, Michael, what's the first move for the IA? What's your first big move on Capitol Hill?
Well, our first big move today is, you know, announcing who our member companies are. We have a great list of 14 companies, and we expect to grow. But, you know, step one is just, you know, introducing ourselves to members, make sure they know we're here, and they know who to call when they have an issue.
Michael Beckerman is the president and CEO of the Internet Association. Michael, thanks for talking to us.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.